have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True too.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving us of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond the fence, the family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
This season, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a mind, I'm a need for Christ. The rest of the Christ may meet it. In a bird, I'm always down in the heat. Instead, I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a teeter. Back find a man with loyalty. I'm receiving for Colorado, I'm still to receive. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching. One by one, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a head off the game, just advance. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm not gonna use it. Prison to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleep of time, define how bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch,
everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children, that's way those school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond the fence. We are beyond the fence.
I'm up with this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast that. Judas for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The labels say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond the fence. Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Welcome. Yes.
welcome right here, Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I am smiling. And you know what? I have went through so much, and I still smile. And even though I've cried, I still smile. And I'm telling you, you have every reason to smile too. And later, I'm going to share that with you later on. So shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elation family, for praying for this whole network. So by the time we come up here, we know that we are covered. We are ready, and we can just go. Why? Because we know we have a higher power, a source. That's right. We are connected to the source. So by the time we get on, we can just go on in and continue to be a blessing amongst the ones who's listening. So we thank you sincerely. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. You already know what it is, huh? Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We love you, Kimmy Kim. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your heart, for being such a blessing, not to just Beyond the Radio, not to just David Benton, but so many people that are around you. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I am a witness. So we thank you so much for your kind heart and your love and your support for so many people. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The infamous, the award winner, Coach Shay, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building.
And the crowd goes wild for Coach Shay Samuels.
Well, I love it. I have to get used to Coach Shay. So Coach Shay is definitely in the building. I do want to give a great big shout out to Elation Radio, the family. You guys are so amazing. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We love you. Like Coach David said, we love you so much, and we thank you for everything that you do. And we look forward to honoring you every day as well. You know, she's just a special, special gem. So thank you so much for who you are and what you do.
Yes, yes. So, you know, those screams, you know what I'm saying, not only will they cheering for you now, but you got those same amount of cheers. You got a prestigious award for being a giver. Yeah. Yeah. You are a giver. And you received an award. It wasn't about the music. It wasn't about, ooh, I got so many Instagram followers, and whoa, my Facebook page is just popping. Ooh, you know, I know all the Bible scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Nobody do it like me. It had absolutely nothing to do with those things, although those things are a part of your life, although you do love God, although you do follow the principles of Scripture to the best of your ability, although you do got 30,000 plus Instagram followers, although you do have all 5,000 friends on Facebook and people do connect with you. That ain't what you got the award for, Coach Shay. So could you please, Coach Shay Samuels, tell the people why did you get the award and what was the, not only the purpose of getting the award, but the value behind getting the award. What does it take to get those kind of honors?
Yes, yes. And thanks again, Coach David, for being an amazing support system throughout the award ceremony and even before, and, you know, just being a support system overall. But the shout out to Evelyn Keener and Topology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, one of our proud sponsors as well. Topology Voice is a part of an amazing group, and it goes back to what we've been talking about, really just, you know, changing your circle and making sure you have the right people around you. Topology Voice has been a part of this group of ladies for a long time, and so she literally started to, I don't know if those are claps or not, but Topology Voice has been with these women for a long period of time, and I actually had a chance to support her last year when she was being honored for this award. This young lady, Evelyn Keener, is a young lady who has gone through a bout of cancer, colon cancer, and she surrounded herself with a group of women who were just supporters of her. They were supporters. And so what they did was have a lunch, and I think it was a group of maybe 20 women at first, just to say thank you for doing what you do. And this award, this lunch turned into an award show where she started to honor the people who have been through certain things in life, which you saw yesterday, and also people who were just living on their purpose. Of course, she had colon cancer, but she never gave up on her purpose. And so she wanted to celebrate women doing that. And so it takes a lot. You know, these women, there were probably about 89 women, I believe, were nominated by different women that she knew. And what they did is they actually had to go through the pages of all the women. They had to court, which is what I love to call it. They courted the women. They didn't just say, yep, we're going to jump in with you. We're going to court you for a while and see if what this person said about you in this nomination is truly how you live. And so for months, I believe, they were just going through the Facebook pages, probably looking at the websites, going through the YouTubes, all of that stuff, just to be able to identify with who I was. And then I received an email, and that email said that out of all of these women, there were probably about 20 who were selected. I was able to actually be honored last night, yesterday evening, with the I Believe Award. There were plenty of awards there. There was Visionary Awards, Girlfriends Awards, Overcomer Award, and I was one of two that got the I Believe Award.
That's beautiful. And what's so awesome, you have a song called I Believe, you know, so it's like...
I have a song called I Believe and a song entitled Believe in Yourself as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I believe, even though you never, like, came out with it, it's like a dope song. You know why you hate it? But that's my song, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... Yeah, believe in yourself, but they ain't heard I Believe. You know what I'm saying? Should have been.
Yeah.
So it's an awesome song. So for you to have those type of songs and we get the reward for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to giving and changing your circle and putting yourself around like-minded people, you know, shout out to people like Paula G. Voice, because people like that is so awesome to have in your life. Like, think about this, Coach Shay. You know, it takes selflessness for Paula G. Voice to do things like that. You know, you have really nothing to gain, but it just, you know, it's not self-gain from it. It's just saying, you know what, this is who I see. You know, and I want this person to have this award, because people got to understand it's not about the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
The award represents your act. It represents your character. It has so much behind the trophy. The trophy is just a representation, so you don't have to worship the trophy. What Paula said, she didn't see the trophy. She seen the person.
Yes.
She knows who you are behind closed doors, see?
Yeah.
She see that, you know, she see that. And for her to be such a true queen, a true friend. Those are the type of family members that you want to have in your corner, because they come in as friends and then they end up being family. Because I realize every relative is not family. They're your relative, but that don't mean that they family.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could say something really quickly, it's true. When I met Paula, Paula and I were on the same radio station. Shout out to Positive Power, XXI, Jerry Royce. But we were on the same radio station, but different times. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead, Uncle David.
No, I was just hollering at the Batman. You said Trevor was Batman.
Shout out to the Batman. So she was coming on at, she was going off at 10 and I was coming on at 11. And one day, this is again, showing yourself friendly, right? So many of us get busy. We get hung up on, you know, it's my time to get off, so I'm going to just get off. And Paula G and I stayed off cross-communicating from one show to the next, and we ended up finding out we were in the same fate. We ended up meeting up for lunch, and so we have a hashtag. We just say hashtag show up, because every single time we show up, God shows out. And so sometimes we may not even feel like it. We've been trying to get together even now for like the last few months. Both of us are busy running around like crazy. We're on tour. She's doing some things in the modeling world. And it really just wasn't connecting. Last night could not have been any better of a time. You guys will see pictures on the Beyond the Radio page, on the Beyond the Fence page. So make sure you go and like those pages as well, because you'll see how much of the time we had. But Paula became my sister. We could have just kept it as we are, you know, radio friends, red carpet friends. You know, we see one another in passing, because we do this, especially in this industry. We just connect with people to get what we need. But to your point, Paula became our family. And I mean, Paula will tell you first, she is beyond the fence. Paula will tell you she is beyond the fence. And so I'm honored to call her family. Lastly, I want to say I saw a post a few days ago and earlier today where it says that a friend will always want to see you win, so they do what it takes to see that happen, and that's exactly what we do for one another. So shout out to Paula G.
Absolutely. Shout out to Paula G voice. So... You know, I know that I always tell everyone, you know, the importance of smiling and everything. But, you know, I think I want everybody to put my sister, my name is Felicia Lyons, in prayer. You know, my nephew, which is her son, you know, he went and he had a car crash. Late, really Saturday morning, Friday night, and I got that phone call from my older sister who called crying, looking at my nephew who passed away in a car accident. And, you know, I've lost a lot of family members who was dear to my heart, who I love so much and I miss them. You get that crying out, and one thing about me, Coach Shay, I can't, you know, I don't like when people make excuses of why they can't do better. I don't want to hear excuses of why they fail, because I went through this tragic moment, and yet I still know that I have a responsibility. To do what I have, what was necessary to help people go beyond their fence. And I didn't cancel anything. Of course, when I came back to Knoxville, I spent time with my family members today. It was beautiful to see my sister, knowing she's going through this tragic moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet she still smiled. We still laugh today. We still reminisce on the great times that we have had with my nephew and when he was a little kid. And we got stories for days. So we smiled about his life more than we cried about his passing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think that's important. So that's why I continue to tell people to smile. I want to show that, as you can see, I did not have this show canceled for tonight because I am in mourning. And yes, I am in mourning. Yes, I'm going through a sad moment. But when you see me laugh, it is not fake. It's real. When you see me have a good time up here, it's real. Why? Because I know who I am, and I know my calling. I have a responsibility, and I want every last man, woman, king, queen, man, and woman of God, I want you guys to know that there is so much awesomeness in you.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot keep making excuses on why you can't activate that king and that queen inside you.
Mm-hmm.
What's that there, Coach Shay?
Yeah, I think, Coach Shay, that I want to send my condolences to the family. I think that, you know, even since I met you, you've been you've just been resilient. You know, life happens to you, and you share a lot of your 13 years in the federal prison system and how it's taught you a lot that what we who are on the outside or on the other side of the fence may not have been able to be able to identify with. And what I mean with that is here out or on the other side of the fence, we are very impatient. We have reason for excuse. Sometimes not sympathetic, lazy. There's a number of things that I can say about us who are on the other side of the fence. Whereas you've learned to be patient and you've learned to be unselfish, selfless. You've learned to be certain ways. And then because other people come in, and they may come in with the outside, you know, like I wonder if you guys knew, like, the newbies who came in because they have that outside world mentality. But watching them start to absorb what it feels like to be behind the fence. But when you talk of how you talk about the resilience of really just, I still had to live, I still had to do this, I still had to do that. That really comes from habit and behavior, right? I feel like when you're around people who teach you or show you, sometimes you can just be shown by a person's action, right? Like nobody has to really sit down and talk with you and say, this is how it should be. You're around people long enough, you learn the behavior of that person. So I believe that when you started to do whatever it was that you were doing, how you were doing it, you really you were accustomed to, determined to never allow something to break you, never allowing circumstances to hinder what you have going on, how you have it going on, hence because you do know who you are. Some things I believe, you know, when we come around in this world, we have the ability to make the excuse because the excuses put themselves in front of us. In jail, when you're incarcerated, you don't have someone to back you up, right? Maybe someone that's close to you, but like if you're stuck at the bus stop, you can't call somebody. You can call somebody out here and they don't come get you. You get what I'm saying? But when you're incarcerated and something happens, you got to wait on the phone call, right? You got to wait on the phone call. You got to wait for commissary money. You got to wait for someone on the outside to do something. But I could see you as the person that's just kind of like, I'm not waiting. I'm going to make it happen. Like, I'm not waiting. I'm going to make it happen. The type of person you've been is, I don't want to be a hindrance on someone else. I know exactly what they're going through out there because I was out there. So, no, I'm not going to call for $500. No, I'm not going to call for them to buy clothes. No, I'm not going to call because I want to watch TV, so they need to send the TV. I'm going to make it happen. So when you come out, that same resilience and determination follows you. So for me, when I see you and when I hear the things that you've been through and when I know the things that you've been through personally, and I still see our favorite thing is yet you smile, yet you smile, I believe that if more people around you were able to understand that, that there's something behind the smile, like that you've just been through something. You're not smiling just because you're David Benton. You're smiling because you have, you know, you have every reason to, but you also have every reason to cry. You also have every reason to break down. You also have every reason to give in. You also have every reason to give up. Yet you smile.
I appreciate that. That's so true, Coach Shay. Like, I'm going to tell you, you know, when I was incarcerated, I said this plenty of times, you know, you have people who decided to live and you have people to just exist it. So the thing is, you know, everything is a controlled movement. You know, you only get 15-minute calls. You got to wait a whole hour before you can even use the phone again. You only get 300 total minutes per month. Think about it. That you can't even make a phone call every day because you get 15 minutes per month. So you can't even call every day. So I had to talk 10 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, just so I can make that 300 minutes stretch the whole month. I might call my mom or whoever, talk to them 5 minutes. I just want, long if I can hear their voice. And the thing is, it's like you have to decide to understand that where you at can make you a better person or a worse person. And I decided to allow that situation to make me a better person. I allowed it to elevate my thinking. And I decided to understand, okay, this is my residence. You know, and people used to tell me, don't let that man just, you know, don't let it put it to where, you know, you forget about the outside. And it's become institutionalized. No, I'm going to become institutionalized and not focus on the outside. This is my residence for the next 13 years of my life. So I must understand that. And when you understand where you are, then you can focus on where you're going. I knew I had an out date. But until that out date came, I had to focus on being and becoming a better version of myself. So that required me to be around better people. You know, don't hang around the people who gambling all day. Hang around the guys who reading, talking positive, being productive, thinking about the greatness, loving others. When I put myself around those type of people, I started becoming that type of person. So by the time I came home, I was prepared for this life. And, you know, I didn't try to run circles around people. No, I ran circles around who I used to be. So when I focused on who I used to be and knew who I became,
that's good.
Now it's time to move forward. So I know it's halftime and it's time for some music, some good old music.
Wow, that goes fast when you're having fun.
It does. It became 10:30 Eastern time so fast. I was like, wow, it's actually 30 minutes and went by that fast. But yes, I love this show. You know, I do. I really love this show. But you know, we're gonna go ahead and get to the halftime. With that being said,
where the music at?
She had a dream that she could do it. how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Believe in yourself.
Just keeping it real. The media dividing. about the people on Capitol Hill. Hope we can all learn from that and rebuild, because
we can change the world. Change the world. We can change the world. Change the world.
And there you have it. Jay Samuels, Beyond the Fifth in the building, save it, bitch. We can change the world if we just stick together. We did it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. It's not about religion. It's not about religion.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host. Coach Shay, that was a tongue twister, and I'm on with your main man, your host of the radio show Beyond the Radio, Coach David. Before we start our segment, I do want to let you know that the two songs that you heard, the first song entitled Believe in Yourself, that was one of my singles, and the other one was entitled Can We Unite, that is another single featuring the one and only David Benson. Let's go ahead and give our sponsors a great big shout out and say thank you so much for all you do. If you heard the commercial at the beginning of the show, that was none other than Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, and you've heard us talk about her all night long. I think there's a song, all night long. Yep. Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is a voiceover talent, and she will take all of your voiceover needs to another level. Definitely quality work. If you want to have a someone to do your voiceovers for your radio shows, if you have commercials as a new business, if you are a program director or a music director, and you want to spice up, and I mean in a good way, your radio promotion, I want you guys to look up Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, if you are looking for a DJ in the surrounding areas of Knoxville or any area in Tennessee, even if you're looking for a virtual event, we want you guys to look up G. Will, that's William G. Will Faulkner on Facebook, G. Weezy, what I call him, at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey.
He can be a bit of slow-mo. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Listen, we have been taking businesses from one level to the next, and I can't promise you overnight. If anyone offers you an overnight opportunity, don't take it. It takes time to build a business, and I believe that that's where some small business owners fail, because they think it's supposed to happen overnight, and you pay a lot of money for people to do it overnight, and they never give you what they promise. It takes time. Find out about our 30-60-90-day rule by reaching out to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. We will definitely make sure that you get what you need. And I love how David says that we have a 100% success rate. In the year 2022, we expanded our reach by working with a number of organizations, workshops, seminars on leadership, customer service, stress in the workplace, building in your workplace overall. Make sure you reach into us. You can also connect with us on YouTube to see a number of our videos at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Also, you can connect with us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com for your consultation, and on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, and on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group as well. David, back to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great job, great job, like always. So yeah, I want to continue to talk about where we stemmed from last week, and we still hit on it in the beginning of the show of, you know, the importance of, you know, changing your circle. And just to put yourself around the right type of people. And I see people like they want to grow. At the end of the day, people want to be financially stable, right? And you know, this world we live in, that's why the Bible don't even give the devil that much credit. It said the root of all evil is money. The root to all evil is money, because people would compromise their integrity for it. People would sell the drugs to make more money. How do I know? Well, I know a little bit about that. People will sell their bodies. People will sell their soul. People would do so much, rob, steal, kill for the income. And because of that, we know people want to make money. So then we come into this industry that we're in. And, you know, I had an expectation because of the type of genre and the type of people that I surrounded myself with. I had an expectation that, you know, I'm going to come in, I'm going to rap about Christ, and it's going to be acceptable, and everyone's going to be, like, grateful, and we all going to shout together, we're going to cry together. You know, I'm going to support what they're doing, they're going to support what I'm doing, and we're going to be one big, happy, glorious Christian family. And I was in for a rude awakening. It was not like that, right? The thing is, because when I was incarcerated, I was around so many like-minded brothers, who just was full of love, right? They wasn't focused on, well, I got Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit does more for me than he does for you. You know, we wasn't on the competition thing of where, you know, my God is bigger than your God. And, you know, I know more of the scripture than you, right? So you had people like that, but I didn't have to really entertain that too much because of the people I put myself around. So when I came home, I still had that same type of attitude to put those type of people around me, because we can't control that narrative. And it was my attempt, and I just kept running into the wrong type of crowds while I was in the Christian community. And it became disappointing. It became discouraging. But I refused to give up on it. It was just one of those things where I started having to realize, you know what, I can't change people. I can't change none of that. All I can do, I can't even change how people respond to me. I can change my circle. I can change the people I'm a part of, you know, so I decided, you know what, I'm not going to do, and these are air quotes, I'm not going to do Christian hip-hop. I'm just going to do just be who I really am through the music. Just love people, care for people, whoever gravitate to it, they do, if they don't, they don't. Man, that's what the preacher's for, to talk about Jesus. I'm going to talk about everyday life, because what I see in my community is everyday life is a struggle. That's what I decided to start talking about. And when I did that, everything got better. I started having better people around me who could understand the direction that I was going. Because I stopped preaching. I mean, I was behind the pulpit preaching at one point in time. I wasn't a pastor, but people try to get me to become one, and I've turned it down many times. So it's like I didn't try to chase it. It was chasing me. But at the same time, I started changing my circle, putting myself around more influential people who really seen the same type of vision. And it blessed me, helped me to really grow, Koshe, as a person. I'm going to pass the baton, Koshe.
Okay. All right. Well, I will say, you know, for myself, the same thing, Coach David, I had to really look at my circle. What I found is that when I started growing, my circle got smaller.
Yes.
And I'm amazed. I'm amazed that as my circle got smaller.
Okay.
I was amazed at how once my circle, it seemed my circle was becoming smaller but more powerful. And you know, there were about two or three people who were closely knit to my circle. And even last night, just looking at the reach of people, that just having those connections or that connection and that bit of, you know, that number of people in your circle, how impactful it can be. And so I noticed that I started to compartmentalize the people in my life as I started growing. And I would encourage everyone to do this. You know, I have this thing that got boxes for everything. I have a box in my head for everything, for every person. For every person. I know that you're an associate, which is how I deal with you. I know that you're someone close to me, which is how I deal with you. There's like, you know, at this point, nobody just running around up in my brain. My mom used to have this thing where she goes, you can't allow people to do it. They're not renting space up there, so why would you just let them run around for free, you know? And so from a young age, I developed that mindset. But either way, knowing that each person in my life holds a certain value, I really can ever be disappointed when certain things happen. But when it came down to the circle, I have to tell you, I used to let everybody in. The boxes were one thing, but it was more like, I'm there for you if you need me. I'm there for you if you need me. I'm here for you if you need me. So my circle was only as big as the need, if that makes sense. My circle was only as big as the need of the people who needed me. But when I started restricting the access, that circle got smaller, and it got smaller, and it got smaller. And it got smaller. And it was almost like God was just making room for the Paula G's in my life, for the David Bentons in my life. Of course, my mom is always going to be there, but literally started making room for these people to take up as much time, space, energy, anything that we all have to offer one another without tiring ourselves out. And I believe because it's smaller, I have so much more to give, but I also have so much more room to receive.
That was powerful. You sure you want to stop? I mean, you can keep going. You know?
Well, if you're allowing me to do that, I will definitely continue to go. I do want to encourage others, you know, just as we witnessed last night, Coach David. There was a young lady, shout out to Evelyn T. Keener. You know, I told you her story in the beginning of the broadcast, who are coming in. Evelyn T. Keener, I kind of met last year supporting Paula G at one of the events that she was hosting. And this young lady had gone through a battle of cancer, colon cancer, and wanted more people to become aware, especially because of what she had been through, and a number of her friends and people that she knew had been going through it, and it did not have enough awareness out there. There was not enough awareness out there. So this young lady goes to the Capitol. She goes out to hospitals. She's giving, you know, she's fundraising for medication. There's so many things that she does. But here's what I noticed, Coach David. When the program was ending, before we all started dancing and everything, she called up all of her support. She called every last one of their supports, and we'll have that photo on the Beyond the Radio page as well for you to see. And she called each person by name. And each person had an intricate part, not just in the program that day, but clearly people that she had to trust for years on end to even allow them to be a part of such a huge vision, right? And so in this case, her circle wasn't as small, but it was still powerful and impactful because every person knew their place.
Yes.
I believe that when you have a circle of people, even if it is a huge circle, as long as everyone knows their lanes and they understand their position and they act effectively in that position, I believe you get what you saw last night, Coach David.
I believe you get a number of people who understand their purpose in that event, and it ran so smoothly. You and I have been around events where it was so discombobulated. A lot of people there, a lot of people, you know, celebrities there, a lot of people, you know, coming in, pulling up in the limos and everything, right? And it was just, and a good team of people to support. Everyone knew their position.
Yes.
And because of it, the event became very discombobulated. So I would encourage you, even if you have a whole host of people in your life, make sure that each person knows the position that they play in your life. Because if they don't, better believe, I talked about a football team earlier today. If a football team is not coordinated enough for each person to know their position, I can only imagine the football going to the wrong team or somebody literally bumping into their teammate. One position doesn't know what the other position is doing, and it just looks like a big fumbling mess out there on the field. I can imagine everybody on the other side looking like in the stands, like, what's going on there? And so declutter yourselves from all the mess. If you're going to have a number of people around you in your circle, make sure each person understands their role and they know their position so that they can ultimately help you grow and you can help them grow as well.
Yes. Because the one thing about it is, the circle, everybody have to know that they can win together. Like you can win.
Yes.
Like you, if you just the thing about it, the reason why our circles got smaller is because some people was in the circle for the wrong reasons. They was in it for selfish gain. Some was in it, and it was more competitive. Because you have some people to just be around you and just to tell you how inadequate you are. They want you to feel less than around them. And, you know, the competition thing doesn't do anything because the Bible say a house that fights against itself is a divided house. It won't prosper. So you mentioned about the football thing. When it comes to football, we always give the most props to the quarterback. But understand this. You must have a productive line to protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a productive line. If that lineman so focused on the quarterback getting all the shine, that quarterback going to get sacked. He's going to go
mm-hmm.
down. You have to have protection to be able to have time to throw the ball, Mr. Quarterback. And that's why most quarterbacks, they take care of their line. They take care of them. Buy them Rolex watches. You know, it's a lot that quarterbacks have done because they have to show their appreciation for the line. Right, because the quarterback is the one getting top dollar. But you have the line who's protecting this quarterback. And that's they hitting every play. They hitting. The quarterback ain't getting tore down like that every play. But that line got to go against the defensive line every play. He got to hit hard, struggle, use everything he got to protect this quarterback. Why? Because they have one common goal, and that's to come out victorious at the end
mm-hmm.
of the fourth quarter. So
mm-hmm.
he did his victory when he played his position the correct way. But if he focused on, man, I could play quarterback better than him, he's not going to be able to focus on protecting the quarterback. Because he focused on how good he can throw.
Right.
So if he focused on that, he going to really end up losing his position because he's at that position for a reason. So
yeah.
I want to encourage everyone out there to play your position. Your position. Don't play other people's position. Play your position. Get better. And be an asset
to your circle and not a liability. And when you do that, watch how much, you know, you prosper. And that's my closing, okay? Have any closing words, Coach?
Yes, sir, I do. I want everybody to realize how effective you can be, whether you're in a big circle or a small circle. I believe that you can be really, really effective. Every person has a talent. Every person has a gift. And even if you have the same gift as someone else, God uniquely made you to operate in that gift in other ways. Hence, I'm a business owner. David's a business owner. And we probably are surrounded around 1,000 business owners. Just like the football team, everyone is wearing the same uniform, but they have different tasks. And so that's what makes the team effective. Not only that, but on that same team, there's probably two of every position. Am I correct, Coach David? So there's a quarterback and a backup quarterback, right? There's linebackers and backup linebackers. Two backups. There's about two backups. Yeah, there's about two backups. And so when you look at life that way, you realize that just because someone else does it does not mean that they're going to do it as great as you. So find your lane, find your position, and know how to help the team grow. You have to do it in business. You have to do it with your friends. You have to do it, especially even in our label, we have to do it. We have to do it when we have events and when we're invited to events. We have to know the position we play. Sometimes you may walk into somewhere, into a place, and really not even know that you have a position until you get there because something's not completed. Something needs to be done. Somebody's going to need your help. Listen, I had to help my auntie yesterday in the bathroom zip up her dress. That wasn't a position I came into play, but that was one that was laid in my lap. So you just have to be able to identify your position and everyone around you. And I encourage you to do that because I believe for 2022, when you do that, it's going to allow things in your life to just fall in place. That's my closing, Coach David. I might as well close it out. It's 10:59. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you. We want to thank you so much for always tuning in. Evelyn T. Keener, we want you to know that we had an amazing time. Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, if you're listening, we want to say thank you so much for all that you do. If not, you will hear the playback. We want to thank all the young ladies who were in the event yesterday who were honored. And know that you can contact and locate everything Evelyn T. Keener on her page at Evelyn T. Keener, and it will be on the Beyond the Radio page as well. And we want to thank you all for tuning in to another broadcast of the Beyond the Radio. We will see you all next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, shout out to the Elation family. We love you, the Beyond the Fence family, G. Will, Amanili, The Jewel, David Benson, Shay Samuels. We're out. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Simple man.